I'm sorry, Mrs. Curtis. Doesn't seem to be anything in his papers to give us a clue.
They kidnapped my husband 12 hours ago. When are we going to hear from them? What do they want?
Try to stay calm. They did it for ransom. All we can do is wait to hear their demands.
I'll give them anything. Anything they want. All I want is to have Harold back.
Go ahead. We're listening.
What did they ask for? Whatever it is, they can have it.
They want your case of Wonka bars. Miss Curtis, did you hear me? It's your husband's life or your case of Wonka bars.
How long will it give me to think it over?
You're listening to the Mike Carrow Radio Show. I am the community. Proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Welcome back to our final segment of the Mike Carrow Radio Show, Eye on the Community, here in the Woodridge Public Library. We definitely have our eye on the community. As my guests today are members of the band August. We have Bob the bass player and Mark the drummer. And guys, we've been talking all about August. And what's exciting also, I'm understanding, is that you guys have, I guess, opened for or work with several, you know, popular people in Chicago and national acts. And why don't you tell us, either Bob or Mark, Mark, I guess you've been elected. Tell us about some of the bands you've worked with.
Well, the first time around, back in about 75, we opened for the Platters. If you all remember the Platters, the Only You song. Let's see. We had, well, tomorrow night we're working with Cold Blood. Oh, yeah. Mods we've worked with, Jimmy Rogers, Blue Truth, Gary Gann, those guys. Good friends of ours. Good people, too. Check out Blue Truth's website. And It's about all I can think of off the top of my head.
I've got a whole plethora of them in my brain. Actually, Joe Cocker at one time back in the 70s, it was kind of an interesting evening. Joe wasn't really with us, but he was with us in spirit. We've been real fortunate. We've met some very interesting people over the past few years. And I think the most entertaining person we met was probably Belushi. John's obviously not with us anymore, and Aykroyd is still here but gaining weight continuously. And other than that, we have just so many people in our minds right now, but we only have 6 minutes, so we'll send it back to you, Mike.
Oh, okay. But that is definitely good to know. And we also want to let everyone know that, including the Woodridge Park District, that August is available to play professionally for parties and whatever. And again, I'm fair, probably a fair assumption that August does have a very family friendly. And I mean, who could go wrong with horns? I'm sorry. I have to say horns seem like, a mix with the drums and the bass and all that great and vocals, which we'll talk about in a minute. But it just seems like horns, you can't go wrong. So you guys are available, and if somebody is interested in, having you perform at their fest or whatever, even private party, black party, you're available. And how the best way is to go to the website?
A couple different ways. You can go to the website, which is www.augusttheband.com. That's all one word. They could call our 800 number, which is 877-602-3249, or they could just shoot us an email at the email address is august@augusttheband.com.
Oh, okay. And now we want to, as we slowly get to the nitty gritty, talk about both of, your roles in the band and Mark as a drummer. Now, the question is, you have all these horns and you have all these instruments. Now, do the drums get lost in that music, or is it all blends in together with the horns and the drums and that?
Playing drums with a horn band is totally different than playing drums in another band. With another band, four-piece bands, which I've played in for millions of years, you're basically providing two and four in the backbeat. When you're playing with the horns, you're working not only to provide the band with what they need, but you're also supporting the horns to make sure that they so I accent a lot of the things that they're doing, which brings out that as well. It's a different way to play.
Oh, okay. And now, Bob, we'll turn to you for a moment as the bass player. Yep, that's you. And the question is the same question. Does the bass get lost, or does it blend in with these horns?
I've learned over a period of years when you play with this kind of band is that you just buy the biggest equipment that's louder than everybody in the room, and they let them catch up with you. That's kind of like my attitude has been since the beginning, and actually it works. Years ago, we did not have the mega systems they have today. We had to have amps that went up to 11, literally. We needed loudness to be able to make that sound come across. But going back to my part, if you see me playing normally, it's behind me is Ampeg gear, which is still the best bass gear on the street. It's not cheap, but you can't use not really good gear in the size of an act.
No more Silvertones.
I love my Silvertone. Actually, I loved my Kalamazoo bass amp, too.
I remember those, too.
Other than that, that's all I got, Mike.
Oh, that's fine. And now we want to talk about the vocals. Now, obviously, you guys aren't the vocalists, but do you do it? Any background vocals or is it more just one lead vocalist? I mean, is there harmonies, or how does the vocal part of it work in August?
We've got a lead singer, Ron Porter, and great singer, good front man. And Bob and the rest of the rhythm section all does background vocals, harmonies.
Oh, great.
So we're supporting him.
Occasionally, if we all hit the right key.
Yeah, if we hit the right key, we're all supporting him. Yeah. And
give your list of your guys. We'll give you an idea who's in.
Sure.
This
yeah. We can. You want names of everybody?
Yes. Yeah, yes, please.
All right. Well, our horn section consists of the trumpet. Our lead trumpet is a guy named Rick Van Pelt, and then also in the trumpets we've got Mike Fagan and Chuck Garland. Chuck also does our arranging. Our saxes are Sip Garcia, Dan Bielenberg and Jim DeSalvo. Sid plays alto. Dan plays tenor, and Jimmy plays baritone, and then Rick Johns plays trombone. And then we've got Dave Simpson on guitar and keys and vocals, and Dennis Morgan on guitar and vocals. Steve Owens on keyboard and vocals. Ron Porter, as I had mentioned, our lead vocalist, and then the two of us. So there's 13 of us that actually fit up on stage somehow.
Oh, my goodness. So yeah, you mentioned that you have a keyboard player. So the question is now, obviously, since you have all those horns, he's not playing horn parts. So he would be playing more traditional organ or piano parts then?
Yeah, it's, everything, it's like a puzzle. Everything fits together. And just like when you're listening to any record, the more you listen to it, the more you hear all the different individual parts. Take one of them out and the song still sounds good. Put it back in and it sounds 100% better. And that's basically what this whole thing is. It's just a giant puzzle that all fits well.
Oh, okay. And yeah, we were mentioning a little bit about your audience, and we're saying, I'm sure, as I was hearing, at least from the Westmont event, that people do get up and dance. I mean, people do hear the music, I'm sure, with the bars and the people that had just a little bit to drink, maybe not, get up and, they feel the music. So, I mean, you encourage probably people to, dance, and you probably get your fair share of the dancing circuit there, huh?
We're finding that if they don't get up and dance, chances are they're possibly dead. But they also enjoy listening to the band, which is interesting because 30 years ago, a lot of people were on the floor and nobody was really listening. At least that's what we thought. But it is unique. It's August has its own inertia. There's something about this band. You just can't sit. You really have a problem if you don't get up and make some type of movement before the evening's over. Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, we encourage everyone to, go to an August concert, see what we're talking about. Again, the website is www.augustheband.com. And we do want to mention that at least now, currently, again, we're going to be adding some new music as it comes in. But right now, what the audience has been listening to and will be listening to is a CD that you've put out. Now, is this a CD somebody could purchase? Well, we're hearing through this entire show some songs, but I mean, is this something that people are going to be able to purchase sometime in the future? Or, I mean, you have a CD out now or?
No, right. Excuse me. The one you've been listening to is just was our very first demo that we did. We had been together probably a year and a half, and it was recorded live in the studio. No overdubs, no double tracking, no recording tricks. It was just a purely live raw recording. And it was recorded strictly as a demo to give places such as the Woodridge Festival that's going on here in the background an idea of what we are and what we do, and hopefully we can get some bookings for it. That was the purpose of that. We'll be going into the studio at the end of the year to actually put something out where it will become available for sale.
Exactly. So yeah, and then that's what we want to mention, that you're recording CDs, but basically what you do and love to do is be a live band, to be out there, and that's no disrespect to the CD. Hey, get that too. But the best way to enjoy August, besides a CD, would just be getting there and experiencing that.
You've never heard a band like this. Let's just put it that way. Until you've experienced this thing, you haven't. You just need to see it and hear it.
Okay, I want to thank you both. And any final thoughts or anything we should know about August before we head out of here?
Well, I would like to thank you for taking the time to do this interview, because actually you're one of the few that has ever asked us to sit down. We have some friends in Chicago that we're going to be doing some interviews with, but I think it's neat that you were able to get us to come, which we love to talk to people. We have a lot of fun. Our purpose is to make people have fun and enjoy life again. There's too much stress in the world, and people have no clue what to do. And August is one of those stress relief. You can go out like going to a movie, and you got 3 hours, and you can just unplug everything and enjoy yourself. But at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Mark, and I'm going to hitch up the team of chickens and plow the lower 40 and let you go there. Thanks, Mike. There you go, Marco.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having us in. Yeah, it just ours is the kind of thing where, again, as I had said a couple seconds ago, most people have never seen a band like this, or if they have, it's been pretty few and far between. We're the only band that anybody, I think, has seen with this big of a horn section pretty much anywhere you go. The sound is different and more unique than anything you'll ever hear. The power is unbelievable. And like Bob said, you won't believe it when you hear it.
Okay, thanks so much, guys. And one final time, the website is, please,
www.augusttheband.com. Also, if you want to get on our email list, send us an email, august@augusttheband.com. We do blind emails and let you know where we're going to be, any upcoming news, any events happening. You'll get first advance notice of what's going on.
Okay, now do you have a MySpace or anything like that? Or
MySpace, I can't remember what the MySpace is. MySpace.
It's something. You could go.
I think it has a final thing with Aurora, I think is how it ends.
Okay, yeah. We could probably find that.
We're also even at augusttheband.mobi to fit on your Blackberries if you want to check that out even.
Oh, awesome. So, yes, we will check all that out. Okay, thanks, guys. My guests have been Bob and Mark from the band August. It's been my extreme pleasure to talk to you guys, and I'm going to have to get out to one of your shows. You are going to see me there, probably not with all this equipment and junk, just enjoying the music, and you may see me dancing depending on how many drinks I have. So again, thank you so much, guys.
Well, we hope so, Mike. We look forward to seeing you dance. And it's Bob with a TH.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. My guests have been members of the band August, and you've been listening to the Mike Carer Radio Show, I in the Community, here in the Woodbridge Public Library. And please catch us again next time.
While you're driving right out of town, cause there's only so much oil in the ground. Can't cut loose without that juice. Can't cut loose without that juice. If we keep on like we're doing, it's the shoe will not be blue. It's like we just can't count the juice. Cause there's only so much oil in the ground. Sooner or later there won't be none around. Alternate sources of power must be found, cause there's only so much oil in the ground. There's only so much oil in the earth. It's fact of life for what it's worth. Something every little girl and boy should know to learn. There's only so much oil in the earth. No excuse for our abuse. No excuse for our abuse. Not exceed for the crime. The world will watch the sun around. Hear that to your children while you're driving proud downtown. There's only so much oil in the ground. And there's only so much oil in the earth. Sooner than you think there's gonna be a heavy duty hurt.
and juice.